This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm here in the studio with you tonight. It's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Chris.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We can continue the Bitcoin blockchain debate here in moments, but first, let's talk to, I believe we got Wayne is in Indiana listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm not the expert on this, but it seems to me that the capacity problem could be trivially solved just by reducing the difficulty level of producing the blocks so that they're produced as fast as needed.
See, that wouldn't do it, because what happens is the blocks are very fast to hash. And then, but they're of a fixed size, and you only get to produce one every 10 minutes.
Well,
so they spend.
That's the target, at least.
Or, yeah, that's the target. No. So they spend most of the time, trying to find the lowest, the nonce that will produce the a hash which is. Smaller than a particular target number.
We got to be careful not to go too far into the weeds here as far as technical descriptions.
To the caller's point, this is very much what Litecoin did. You know, Litecoin produces a block every 2.5 minutes.
Right, they changed that system.
It's still a 1 megabit block.
That's right.
However you want to calculate the addition of SegWit, because Litecoin did SegWit way before Bitcoin did. So you have that SegWit portion, which gives you a little bit more space, and you have the 2.5 minute block.
I don't know why they selected 10 minutes. Why Satoshi selected 10 minutes for the block time? Because as you pointed out, other cryptos have done quicker block times. But either way, the Bitcoin network is full, and if they're going to increase or rather decrease the amount of time between blocks, they would still have to hard fork Bitcoin in order to do that. So you might as well go ahead and increase the block size while you're at it if you're just going to go ahead and hard fork. And for listeners that don't know, hard forking is a software terminology in this case that means that you make a change to the software that everybody has to adopt in order to continue moving forward. It's not backward compatible.
Exactly.
With previous versions, whereas a soft fork is backward compatible with previous versions. So this SegWit that you talked about, this segregated witness, is a technology that supposedly will allow for more transactions to be put into the blocks.
It's a modest increase.
That's a soft fork, what we've seen so far is only about 10% of the wallets out there are SegWit compatible.
Correct.
And that has not gone up in, I don't know, months or whatever. So basically, there's not much, for all the talk about how much SegWit support there is, it doesn't seem as though, at least yet, that it has materialized. Go ahead, Wayne, with your thoughts.
Yeah, I think, though, that the point of trying to target a particular block time, period between blocks is the issue, that you adjust the difficulty rate level, which is this. The size of this number you were talking about in order
to... Well, you can't adjust the difficulty level because with Bitcoin mining, the difficulty level adjusts automatically based on how many miners there are, how much mining power there is in the network. The difficulty goes up as more miners enter.
Well,
if miners leave, then the
Bitcoin
goes up.
Cash introduced a new
I think
though,
the difficulty level is adjusted based on how long it takes to create a block. You know, the more computing power on the network, then the... The higher the difficulty just to create that time interval. Now, if you just adjusted the difficulty level to clear the queue, you see, instead of having an arbitrary time period as your target, then you would be able to adjust your capacity.
If you did more frequent blocks and it would result in a lower difficulty level, and it would also result in solving some of the problems. So there, I think you're right. But
it would also release Bitcoins faster, and we would then get to 21 million sooner rather than
You'd have to adjust a couple things in there. But, yeah, so I think we're kind of, at least for right now, we're locked into the sort of the 10-minute thing. It wouldn't be an easy change.
They're not proposing doing that, but I see what you're saying, Wayne. Yeah. It would help.
The other thing you can do is what Bitcoin Cash has done, which was they introduced a hard fork, which put in a new algorithm for how they did their estimation of difficulty.
They are readjusting their difficulty every single block instead of with the old Bitcoin or Bitcoin Core. It's every 2016 blocks. Wayne, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your input. Unfortunately, the programmers don't care what we have to say. They're just going to go ahead and do whatever they want to do, and they don't seem to care whatsoever about the fact that Bitcoin is basically useless as a currency as it once was. We used to be able to go down to the corner store
all the
time. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, and if you needed a pack of rolling papers, you know, $2 pack of rolling papers, you could pull out your Bitcoin wallet, you could pay for that, and it'd be no more than a 2-cent fee for it. Now it's a $20 fee, and Bitcoin is ruined as far as it being a currency. And so I hope that it can come back someday.
The day I ditched Bitcoin, I wanted to give my friend $10 worth of Bitcoin. Okay, it was a guy I got my weed from. And so he,
of course.
So I wanted him to be able to spend $10 worth of Bitcoin. So I looked at
how long ago was this?
This was maybe a couple of months ago, maybe a month ago. But I looked at my wallet, and it would have cost me $25 to send him $10, and then he wouldn't have been able to afford the fee to spend that $10. It would have been trapped in his wallet with no way out.
If you've got less than $20 worth of Bitcoin, it's trapped. You can't get rid of it.
So you know, and again, God forbid somebody brings up the opposite side on this, and I really did want them to at least be heard, because it's not me. I agree, Bitcoin is not a viable means of small purchases anymore.
It's tragic.
I get it. But to categorize it as broken is false, because there's nothing broken in the Bitcoin code. Bitcoin is performing exactly as it's designed right now. You can say broken,
garbage?
But it's failed to scale.
They intended for it to be garbage?
It's failed to scale, but what I'm saying is the implication it's broken in me and as a computer guy and you in software. When somebody says something's broke, what does that mean?
Well, when Kim Kardashian publishes a picture of her butt and breaks the internet because everything gets slow because everybody wants to see Kim Kardashian's butt.
It's a scaling issue.
Well, the thing is, Bitcoin is broken in the way that Kim Kardashian broke the internet, because too many people are trying to use Bitcoin to be able to get all of their things in. And the idea that it's going to be a store of value without being a viable currency strikes me as nonsense, because the value that it stores is its own utility as a way of transferring money. And if you can't transfer it, I mean, Bitcoin could be used for huge transactions only, but that's about the only thing.
But I can use any other cryptocurrency for a huge transaction.
Well, that's the thing.
Which is fine. And what I'm saying is,
no reason to use Bitcoin as opposed to some other thing.
It's tragic.
Right. I understand that, and I don't use Bitcoin in my daily life. I hold on to it because, to me, I think it's going to play out long term. And I think the technology that is coming with Lightning and SegWit and atomic swaps and all these other things that are being talked about and being developed right now, not just being talked about, the first transaction that actually took place using the Lightning network with a developer actually paying, I think it was his electric bill, just took place on the Lightning network. Zero fees.
So this is the mystical concept that they're going to supposedly bestow on the Bitcoin network at some point that's supposedly going to solve these problems.
It's the mystical one.
The irony is, as I understand it, the Lightning network brings in centralization to the system.
Because
the very people who were objecting earlier to the block size increase, claiming that would centralize the system, are now supporting a centralized system.
Hold on. So centralization means that there's companies out there that can make money off of Bitcoin?
Yeah, off of doing Bitcoin transactions off the chain.
Doesn't that sound sort of like miners, what they're doing in China?
Well,
I think it's about exactly the same thing.
Mining is zero trust. In order to have somebody carry your transactions on the Lightning network, you have to trust them, or so I understood.
Or you might want to read up on that, because you can use any node on the Lightning network, and that's the thing. This is open source software that anybody can run, and frankly, I can't wait to run a Lightning node. I want to help people get lower fees. I want to see Bitcoin actually be viable.
Everybody's going to want to come and pay a $20 fee just so they can open a channel to be able to pay with Bitcoin with lower fees. Because with the Lightning network, from what I understand, you have to pay to open a channel first the full rate of what a Bitcoin fee is, and who knows what that'll be.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here. Tonight it appears to be Crypto Talk Live, though. And I know
we're crypto anarchists.
I know some people don't like. Well, I'm not an anarchist. I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual. But I like a lot of people who call themselves anarchists. Anyway,
do you believe there should be a government?
Self-government.
Okay, yeah, you're an anarchist, bro.
Well,
you
an
don't have
is
to.
Somebody that is against government. So if you're in favor of self-government, then that wouldn't make you an anarchist, would it?
Yes, because self-government is the opposite of being governed by others.
But wouldn't that be autarchy? Self-governance?
Autarchy? I
that's Mark's
I wouldn't
argument.
Put it that way.
That's Mark's but argument. I think
well
it's a good one.
Well played, sir. You did manage to completely confuse me.
Oh, God. Let's go to the phones here. Your calls and thoughts. Oh, by the way, speaking of cryptocurrency, Miami is set to host the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's its sixth year, by the way. January coming up, January 17th and the 18th. More than 1,000 Bitcoin community members will converge for a monumental conference aimed at driving cryptocurrency from niche to mainstream. You can learn more about the future of finance and grab your tickets at btcmiami.com. We do have a discount code, which is a little lengthier than our normal code, so be ready for this. FTLIVEXX. FTLIVEXX to get you $50 off your tickets over at btcmiami.com, January 17th and 18th for the North American Bitcoin Conference. Let's go to my dog Rex, calling from Florida, listening online via the TuneIn app. Hello, Rex, or my dog Rex.
Hey, hey. Good evening and Happy New Year to you all.
Thanks. Thank you. On the radio. Go ahead.
I'm thinking this Bitcoin, I mean, it's like the IRS is there. There's, everyone wants to take their fee, including the wallet guys. Like you said, it used to be good. Now a $5 cup of coffee costs you $10.
You're being 35. The median fees today are about $20.
Yeah.
So you're looking at a $25 cup of coffee there if you wanted to pay a $5 cup of coffee. Yeah,
good cup of coffee.
So all the people that lost their Bitcoin to all the Ponzi's out there, all these Ponzi guys are the only ones that can afford to play with it. It seems to me. I mean,
there certainly are Bitcoin Ponzi schemes out there. People need to be aware of these things. If somebody is promising you a return on investment of, you know, whatever sounds great, it's probably too good to be true. It's too good to be true, and you're getting into a Ponzi scheme, look out. There's a lot of these things out there.
Tell me about it.
If you are uncertain or somebody is approaching you with an opportunity, the best thing you can do is get in touch with your local Bitcoin area, you know, Bitcoiner types, and ask them, have you seen this before? And then they will tell you probably, yes, that's a scam.
Or hit the Shire forums.
The Shire forums would work as well at forum.freetalklive.com. There's also plenty of other Bitcoin forums out there with way more activity, like the Bitcoin Talk forums or the r/BTC or r/Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And any of those people would give you their feedback on what you're coming up against. But go ahead there, my dog Rex.
Yeah, because what I'm thinking is, it should be as simple as email to use without everybody needing to get their bit and piece of it. It's not like that. So it can't, I might as well carry cash and take my chances with getting robbed going down the street because.
Well, it's not an either or, so you don't have to might as well carry cash. You can get into cryptocurrency fairly easily these days. It's not as complicated as people think that it is. There are some steps involved, like when you download a Bitcoin wallet or a cryptocurrency wallet, you usually have to back up that wallet, and that does take a few moments. You have to write down usually a dozen words and then keep those words in a safe place to where nobody can nobody can find them, because otherwise they'll have access to all of your Bitcoin if you do that. So it does take a couple of hoops to jump through to make sure you're doing it as safely as possible. You don't want to lose your phone after you set up a wallet without having backed it up, because then all those Bitcoin are gone forever at that point. So there's still a learning curve involved, but today, 2017, coming into 2018, it's easier now than it ever has been to get into cryptocurrency, and there's really no reason why people shouldn't be getting into it if they want to, besides the fact that they may not be able to afford to, in which case, if you don't have an extra $20 to spare to buy some cryptocurrency with, then yeah, you need to get your finances in order to where you can have something that you can afford to lose, because there are risks involved in this. But getting cryptocurrency is as easy as downloading a wallet, visiting a local Bitcoin vending machine, mm-hmm. and putting cash into it. It is super easy.
I agree, but what I'm getting at is there's always a middleman. And when I can't go arm's length with you to make a trade, whatever it is, mm-hmm. just me and you without any middleman, that's what I'm looking for.
Well, and crypto does that in a lot of different ways. You're not going through, it is peer-to-peer, and I'll say Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Bitcoin with extremely high fees that make it pretty much impractical at this point. All of those are peer-to-peer. Now, there's...
Those are cutting out the middlemen. That's what cryptocurrency is about.
And that was the idea. Middlemen. The middlemen are the miners.
Right, who are doing nothing but processing. Yeah. They are processing transactions for you without knowing your identity.
Chris, you may be upset that there are mining pools that exist. There are. But there are several mining pools, and they are competing with one another, and anybody who wants to can join whichever mining pool that they want to join.
So I understand.
It's still a decentralized process. There's not one person who controls the miners. If there were, then the system would be not secure.
No. It's a case of, can you get to a point where you can have, say, three guys who could decide to do a 51% attack.
If that were the case, you'd probably want to get your money out.
Right,
But
right.
At this point, we're not even near anything like that happening. Go ahead there, caller.
Yeah, I'm just, the email, I send it to you. It doesn't get approved by anybody. Boom, boom, we get it.
Email goes through centralized servers.
Yeah, that's going through a whole bunch of different people that can probably read it.
They can.
But I get where
BGP
you're...
encrypted.
I understand what you're saying, though. Mm-hmm. And the big takeaway here is that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, more or less, are designed as decentralized, eliminate the middleman, peer-to-peer.
Yeah. Thank you, My Dog Rex, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Look, the fact is, Chris, you run a local store here in the area that sells local goods and crafty kind of things made by people in New Hampshire for the most part.
You bet.
And then there's a Bitcoin vending machine there, and you see, the kinds of people who come in there. There are elderly people, retired people who've come in there, and they bought Bitcoin not just for their kids or grandkids, but for themselves.
I had the greatest story today. A lady I have not seen in 6 months. She came in 6 months ago with $100. It was probably longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
It was, because I saw it, it was in May. She bought $100 worth of Bitcoin. Said, if this comes out, goes up in price, I mean, can I come back here and maybe sell you my original $100 I put in?
Uh-huh.
So we're like, yeah, sure, no problem at all. Didn't think we'd see her. She's from Connecticut.
Yeah.
She drove up from Connecticut today, and she came up, and I bought $100 of Bitcoin from her, which was very cool. And she's like, I haven't even looked at it to see how much it's worth. She's like, oh, it's worth $600 now. I'm like, you got to love it. So she got her original 100 out.
Good.
Her wallet still shows, $500 and some change. So, yeah, we do see, and it's all sorts of people. The when we talk about scams, I see those people, too. I'm buying this amazing car from what looks like ebaymotorsuk.ru, and this deal is too good to be true, and all I have to do is send them Bitcoin.
All right, hang on. We're going to continue here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, because wherever there's money, there are scam attempts. So you do, buyer beware in this case. You can take control of the airwaves and join us on the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Chris.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. We've been pretty cryptocurrency heavy so far tonight, and, well, that's because we're big fans of cryptocurrency as a concept. Not all of them are perfect. Bitcoin core is pretty messed up right now, but I do hope they fix it at some point.
I just don't
know if they're going to be number one by the time they get it fixed.
They may skip ahead of everybody once again after they lose their spot.
Maybe.
We'll find out.
It's going to be interesting to watch it and see what happens. But there are other cryptocurrencies out there that would love to take over that number one position, and Dash certainly is one of them. They're digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low. Transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go to Craig, he's on the line. Craig, you're on Skype. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from L.A.
All right. Well, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
I just wanted to welcome Rich back to the show. What a surprise to turn it on and hear him on. I actually met Rich the summer of 2016 in Keene, and I think you were out of town at the time. I think you were in San Francisco or somewhere. But anyway, he gave me the grand tour of the studio, and
cool.
It was really exciting. Anyway, the reason that I was out there was I was exploring the idea of moving from L.A. to New Hampshire, and it, I am actually going to be planning on moving the spring 2018.
Oh wow!
Yeah. Very cool.
Congratulations! What are you? Where are you looking at moving in New Hampshire?
I'm going to be out there for a week in January, the 15th through the 22nd, looking at houses to buy.
So the weather didn't scare you away, huh?
No. I grew up back east originally, but it's not as cold as it is now there normally. But I know it's really you're having a really bad cold spell now. But people back in that part of the country are prepared for cold weather.
They sure are.
The homes are built in such a way that the heating is very efficient. The homes are well insulated, and it's people actually enjoy the cold weather.
My home is not insulated at all. Not every home is built equally around here. This thing has no insulation in the walls.
I got some frozen pipes at home.
Yeah. But regardless, you are right. People are prepared here. We have plow guys, which really basically keep everything working.
Isn't it amazing?
These guys are the heroes of New England. And Will Coley, who just moved up here a few months ago, has been amazed at how the snow has just been cleared out and moved around. And like he said, if any amount of snow fell where he was, it would shut down the town for a week.
Way better snow removal here than Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. Ann Arbor is weak with snow removal.
So, Craig, where are you thinking about moving in New Hampshire?
I'm looking at places, I'd say at the triangle of maybe, Manchester, Nashua and Derry.
Right on. There's plenty of options out there.
I love to go to Derry and smell that Derry air.
All right, man, were you just calling to let us know that you were planning on making a move, or was there anything else?
That's all I'm calling about today.
All right, man.
Big news.
Well, thanks for the welcome back, bro.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. We'll see you when you come up to visit again, and thank you for the call. In fact, I think he had posted.
Hopefully I'll see you guys when I'm up.
Yes, sir. I think he had posted on the Free Talk Live forum, letting us know that he is planning to come up for a visit. And so that's one thing that people will do on those forums is because they're also very New Hampshire focused. In addition to having a Free Talk Live section, people will come up and they'll post, oh yeah, I'm coming up on, February, blah, blah, blah. And they'll let you know when or to which town they're visiting. And then we can bring people together to have kind of a lunch out with that person. And it's a nice way to meet some people that you maybe didn't know. Maybe will be your future neighbors once you make the move. So if you are going to come up for a visit, any time of the year, be sure you let folks know over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's probably the best place, I would say, to reach out and connect with people who are already here in New Hampshire. Let's go to Jamil on the line in Virginia on Skype. Hello, Jamil.
Hey, Rich and is it Chris?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Hey, guys. I was just calling. Actually, what inspired my call is last week in the annual reading a letter from a guy that wrote to you, I think, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And he just wrote how he became really inspired listening to Free Talk Live, and me as well, by the way.
He decided to not kill himself while he was in college because he said of listening to Free Talk Live.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it was deep, man, yeah. But in the beginning of it, I was actually listening to the podcast, and in the beginning of it, he was just talking about how he was just like a normal kind of moderate, liberal, Democrat kind of guy, just a typical political opinion. And then as he started listening to you guys, he just became more, in tune with the ideas of liberty. And that, and you were saying that how that's normal, that when people listen to your ideas, and the ideas of liberty, that is consistent it's consistent and it's compassionate and it really has, you know, good intentions for people, that people open up to it. And I think that, you know, it's time in 2018 for people that say they like, they want people to be free, they want people to be non-coerced, and they not coerced, and they want people, they believe in kind of liberty and personal freedom to some extent or another, to, you know, either put up or shut up, just kind of, you know, look like that's, it has to be consistent, freedom for all.
Well, if you want to have an impact, you've got to move to where the other people are that are having an impact, and that's here in New Hampshire. So when it comes to put up or shut up, I'd love to, for people to put up and actually do what some of us have done and, you know, move to New Hampshire where we can actually have the numbers to actually win elections, which is happening here, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real libertarians are getting really elected to the state representative positions here, and they're making a difference. And it's still early on in this whole process of migrating people here. So for everybody that spends time arguing online about politics, if you'd spend that time actually researching where you want to move in New Hampshire and starting to plan it and sock away money and, you know, put together a savings fund to fund your trip up here and your living expenses or whatever, that would be the best thing you could do for freedom, because then you'll be amongst like-minded people and you will have the power of numbers on your side.
Yeah, and it's not just about winning elections, it's also about creating buzz.
Sure.
Okay, because people in New Hampshire talk about libertarianism, yeah, including non-libertarians, because the Free State Project is here. Nobody in New Hampshire says, what's a libertarian to me? They might not know, and they might have misconceptions, yep, about what libertarianism means, but at least they've heard the word.
Sure.
We get front page news coverage here all the time, mm-hmm, and it's for so many different things, whether it be political or working in spreading cryptocurrency. We've had newsprint coverage, mm-hmm, of Bitcoin here twice, front page this year,
oh, yeah,
alone this summer. I mean, it's just been incredible. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get better as we get more people here to focus in.
Now, what I would say, I mean, one thing you brought up was consistently listening and you know, being just taking the step and kind of immersing yourself. That was this whole liberty idea changed 30 years of being a conservative Republican.
And active. For you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I was involved in politics, like, yeah, I was actively involved in. And once you start to grasp what's wrong with the existing system and the potential of what this stuff can do, it's mind-changing. And, yeah, then you end up finding yourself on the radio in New Hampshire.
And it's a moral philosophy as well. And I think once, right, people start to hear it consistently applied, they can start to understand that. Jamil, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate it. There's more coming up. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Chris.
Once again, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our email list. The email sign-up box is right there on the front page of the website, kind of toward the center in the middle of the site there, toward the top. Check it out and get signed up. We'll send you an email usually once a week to keep you in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. So head on over to freetalklive.com. And you can get signed up there. As we continue, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about what's on your mind. Still to come, we'll talk about New Year's Eve and the police state that is rolling into place, probably as we speak, to set up and keep everybody safe. We'll get into that. But first, we've got Ricky calling from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you there, Brother Ian. Rich Paul, welcome back to the airways. Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Well, thank you, sir.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, I wanted to talk to Chris. Maybe he can give me some advice because, you know, I'm a little befuddled. If I may, Chris?
Go ahead. Shoot. Ask your question.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've heard any of the more recent events in the past weeks around the Ricky from the Commonwealth, but here's my problem. You know, I swore on my honor to tell the truth and uphold the law of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania wherever I may go, so help me God. And, you know, I take that seriously, and I think that applied to this show.
We still don't know why you took that oath or for what position. What position do you hold?
I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Okay. The Commonwealth itself has deputies, or are you a deputy sheriff?
Well, hog gravy and chitlins.
Well, the reality is I'm one. What the hell are you laughing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. Go ahead, Ricky.
I mean, the fact is, I'm the type that work alone, generally speaking, but I do work with others on occasion. I do basically what others can't.
How does that answer your question?
It's not answer my. I'm just in this. We'll get to your question, but please answer mine. What is your what's your title?
Deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, here's what that means. There are, last I looked, February, there are 264 like myself that walk the Commonwealth. Yeah, I don't wear a badge. I don't work with the sheriff's office. I'm not, I'm a deputy, but I'm not one of those deputies. I'm not on the payroll.
Okay.
Now,
so you're a volunteer?
Everybody that's law enforcement is a volunteer, Ian.
Not if you get paid.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, see, that's a nice thing. I can't be corrupted. That's what's nice about not being on the payroll. Now, if I may.
Okay,
if
so
I may,
is it like an auxiliary? It's
no,
you know,
it's not an auxiliary either. It's legitimate law enforcement. Right now, I'm working
on. But you don't have a badge,
so you're not, and you don't get. You're paid. Not a constable or a sheriff or sheriff's deputy or I'm trying to think of what else. You don't work for any police department at all.
I don't work for. I don't get. I'm not on the payroll, but I am exactly what I am, and I swore on my oath.
Which department swore you in?
Ian, you know what, Ian, I don't know what you're talking. See, here's the thing, you got to understand, there are some things.
Hey, what's going on here?
Okay, it's kind of like this. Imagine somebody that's like Dirty Harry that's not so dirty. People like me serve a purpose in the Commonwealth.
You can't answer a simple question, Ricky. I mean, I just poked a hole right in your big claim.
No, I mean, I get where Ricky's coming from. I mean, honestly, I favor citizens' militias. I think every town ought to have one.
Is that what he's talking about?
But if it's, I'm trying to find out if it's something like that, or if it's like I was sworn in by the court to do this one thing. It's just something, despite my, you know, my living in Pennsylvania, I've never heard of. I've been trying to figure this out.
And you were like a right winger back when you were.
Oh yeah,
there, right?
Yeah, big time.
So you would have heard about something.
Was
like
that. Well, no, maybe there's something I haven't. That's why I'm asking Ricky questions. It's my curiosity. So go ahead, Ricky. I'm sorry.
Clear it up for you. You mentioned the M word. Well, I will say that's not quite correct. But as an example, basically what I do is think about the closest thing I would be to is say like a Commonwealth cop, a regular Commonwealth cop. Now that without a badge. Uh-huh. Now the reason why? Because of things that I do. Now, the fact of the matter is, Darryl actually himself, over a year ago, it's oddly enough, at the beginning of August, talked about someone that was exactly like myself, that didn't wear a badge in Philadelphia, that got shot in the back that was messing with a car.
You are so all over the place, man. I don't think you even made it clear anything to what Chris was asking you.
You can look it up, Ian.
No, we can't look it up because you won't tell us anything about it. I asked you.
No, you have a URL.
No, he said Deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I am Googling Deputy of the Commonwealth.
What are you finding?
I get deputy secretary salaries. Yep, I get the deputy secretary of administration for PennDOT. Game commission. Go ahead.
Okay. Now,
did you get sworn in, Ricky?
Yes.
Who swore you in?
I'm not going to say exactly what county, but
well,
I will
you don't
say.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
The level of secrecy in this organization is a little bit bewildering.
The parole officer swore you into this role.
Not me.
Parole officer?
Would you on the air answer personal questions like how long your wiener is, as an example?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about you. You're the one calling in making a claim. I didn't call in to say I had a large penis, but you were the one who called in to claim that you were a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we're asking you questions about that, which you're refusing to answer.
No, I have heard it's magnificent.
thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Oh, man. I felt like we were making progress. Like, it was that close to finding out what's going on.
See, that dog is lower than a snake full of bucks.
Okay, where are those sounds coming from? I didn't know if that was on his end or on our end.
That's our end. So we got to catch you back up here, Rich. Ricky, this guy that just called in, for listeners that are unfamiliar, he calls every night. I mean, almost every single night without fail. And over the
Is he completely out of his mind?
He is out of his mind enough to the point where you can't understand a word the man says most of the time. Like, words come out of his mouth, yeah. You can understand their words, but you can't really put them together in any kind of coherent, understandable structure. And over the, couple years or so that he's been calling the show, he's changed his accent, apparently, recently.
That's within, like, the last 2 or 3 months.
He's started to channel the ghost of Jefferson Davis, the former president of the Confederate States of America. And it was recently where he actually said that he was Jefferson Davis, and he started to adopt this very southern kind of drawl. And so we've sort of likened him to Foghorn Leghorn, the accent that he's
using. Was reminding me of Deputy Dog.
Yeah.
But
well, the deputy thing he doesn't mention every time he calls.
Yeah, but it's just been really odd because he used to sound to me like the kind of backwoods guys I knew in Pennsylvania. You know, that was just, it was Ricky from the Commonwealth, okay. And now it is this weird persona that he's adopted. Southern gentleman.
He's called to say that he'll, like, get the old Southern battle flag and wrap it around him and then walk downtown open carrying. I mean, just how much of it's true, I don't know, but he's a character.
Wow.
So there you go. So we've been playing Foghorn Leghorn sound effects just because it's amusing. Because he sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
He does.
Oh, let's go to Lumpy. Lumpy is on the line calling us from, I believe, Massachusetts. Lumpy, are you there?
It's the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yes, it is.
What's on your mind, dude?
Only angry people get deputized.
There you go.
It's bad when you claim to be a deputy and you can't say whose.
Right.
Top secret.
Because a deputy is like an assistant. Well, an assistant what? For whom? Yeah.
To the general manager.
Lumpy, what were you calling about, man?
I just wanted to call in and say, welcome back, Rich Paul. Welcome home. And I love you guys. And that's it. Happy New Year.
Thanks, bro. Man. Hey, are you who I think you are? Did we smoke some ganja in a hotel in Ann Arbor?
We're sorry, we're doing a radio show there. You can't say the S word.
I didn't do it.
That's a former Keen mover, earliest movers.
That's who I thought he was.
Who hopefully will be coming back to Keen. We're starting to see some people indicate that they might be coming back, which is nice. Because if some of the people who had moved here and left would come back, we'd have double the numbers.
Oh, yeah. It would be like the Swans returning to Capistrano. It would rock.
All right, toll-free number here. We got a full hour to go on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You may join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, we still can talk about the security situation there that they're going to be rolling into New York City's Times Square tomorrow night. Also, Big Brother in China, some disturbing data mining perhaps going on there. Chris might tell us about that if we get the chance.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.